My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Brian Broaddus, final time from Oxnard, at least with us, coming up at 8:40 this morning here on Sean and Bobby. Choppy is out golfing in Gaylord, Michigan. Thanks for being a Tolo. And it is a Meet Church Wednesday with our boy Matt Pittman with a humongous announcement coming up here in a matter of minutes. But first, Matt, I don't know whether you heard, but our very own Peyton Russell is trying to change the game. He's seasoning hot dogs. What do you think of the idea and concept of seasoning hot dogs?
You know what's funny was I first saw someone do that last week on Instagram, and I kind of laughed out loud, and the video had done pretty well, and I was like, well, I mean, I guess you season everything else. Like, why? I mean, game changer, I guess.
What did they season it with?
I don't know. It wasn't Meat Church. I know that. So these were so good.
These were. There's some Blanco on them.
See, I mean, you're just ahead of your game.
I know. He's going to steal my sponsorship like Bassick did back in the day.
I need one.
He went salt, pepper, garlic. He went with the Blanco. And then he went with like a sweeter type of rub.
Sweet heat.
Sweet heat. And I got to say, like, after mocking and laughing him last week, and no offense to you, Matt, but, you know, hot dogs don't need more sodium. So, like, the salt, pepper, garlic, the Blanco is a little bit salty. I couldn't tell the difference, but the sweet heat, like, it brought out, like, it was a different smell, it was a different flavor. And in the air fryer, man, don't hate on air frying hot dogs. So I just wanted to see what you thought of it.
You know, I would probably go with more of an all-purpose. Do whatever you want is what I tell people. But if it were me, I'm thinking I want, you actually said it, the sweetness. So, and I may even want a little heat, like honey hog hot. But did you cut it open? Did you, like, slice them open to, like, score them a little? Because that's something I saw, too.
No, I didn't. I just cut in half so it was easier for the guys to eat. But yeah, a lot of Tolos on the fan text were saying, you know, cut it open a little bit, you know, slit it a little bit.
That was my biggest problem, Matt.
Jared Sandler just cringed.
That was my biggest problem with it. I liked the taste of the Blanco on it the best.
God, you're such a whore.
No,
you're a Blanco whore.
I put Blanco in everything. I really do. Like, it is on everything. But the only problem was, like, it didn't stick to the hot dog. I felt like I was chewing the seasoning and chewing the hot dog, like, separately. So how would you, if you were going to season a hot dog, would you score it, Matt? Would you put some mustard on it as a binder? What would you do to the hot dog?
Binder.
Yeah, the main thing, I think you got to have a binder. And, I mean, I'd go mustard. When I'm at the State Fair eating corn dog, mustard is the only answer. So it naturally goes. So I would definitely go that. You know, I don't know if I think there's nothing wrong with scoring it, but I definitely put a binder on it. You know, it's really hard to stick to that. I don't even know what a hot dog or bologna is. You know, it's like butts and lips and who knows. So, you need a binder.
Have the Dallas Cowboys launched the investigation into your whereabouts for the fire that happened yesterday at training camp, coincidentally, the day that you left Oxnard? And there were grills going out there.
His second fire, because you were not here first at the firehouse last time when Matt disclosed to us that he burned like 5 acres as a kid.
What?
Okay, well, I don't know why you have to bring up old stuff. And for the record, Bobby, I would not report that it was 5 acres. It was 600 acres. I'm a professional.
Damn!
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Listen, no, I mean, let the record state that my flight landed in DFW at 5:30 yesterday. I was nowhere near that when it was reported.
Okay. And what was the experience like there? You got the behind the scenes VIP treatment with the Cowboys. Who'd you run into? What'd you do?
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. I was a guest of football operations staff. And so, you know, I was staying there at the hotel with all the staff and the players and, you know, ate with everyone and, you know, got to be at practice. And it was amazing. I mean, I've always said the Dallas Cowboys have been totally amazing and gracious to my family. And so, you know, to be able to catch up with a bunch of players in kind of a more low stress environment than it is during the season was awesome. And just, you know, build better relationships with a lot of the staff that I work with over there through classes I've done with those guys and feeding the team and things like that. Like, they treated me like family, and it was awesome.
Matt Pittman on the D&M Leasing Hotline. It's a Meet Church Wednesday, and let's not waste any more time. I think two huge pieces of information with the announcements. You want to take it, or you want me to set it up? What do you want to do?
I feel like you should say it.
I do.
I mean, look, I'm
the professional broadcaster. Yeah. Matt Pittman, maybe the face of Texas barbecue, viral national throughout the entire country, is going to pair his lifelong dream and obsession of the Dallas Cowboys with his lifelong obsession and dominance of the grilling game. And Matt Pittman is, as of today, the official pitmaster of the Dallas Cowboys, number one, and number two. A Dallas Cowboys Matt Pittman Meat Church rub is going to be specially made. Congratulations. That's big time. It's not even a bucket list thing, because you probably could never even have imagined it.
It's so crazy. You know, like, I'm blessed that I've turned my passion into a business. And so, you know, and I'm able to, like, travel out to training camp. Everything's a vacation or whatever. And I grew up thinking, like, it'd be the ultimate to be an athlete. And then as I got older, I realized, well, there's no shelf life to what I do. And so, you know, this is like my 26th year or 27th year of going to every game, starting out with, you know, I was an usher at the old Texas Stadium, was a water boy for the cheerleaders for a while. This will be, I think, my 21st year of season tickets. Been a fan my entire life. And really, you know, my love of cooking really took off in the red parking lot at the old Texas Stadium. And it really crafted what I do today. I always say that my cooking is very seasonal. So obviously I don't just do barbecue. I grill by virtue of the Cowboys having a Thanksgiving game. You know, I learned to fry turkeys. I did seafood boils in the parking lot. You know, so I have these old photos of me cooking out there, not knowing what the heck I was doing. But, you know, someone saying we need someone that can cook at the tailgate, and me raising my hand is really what started this whole thing. So, you know, to go this many years later and officially work with the iconic, you know, most iconic team in sports and one of the biggest brands in the world, frankly, I never could have dreamed this up. And we did so much with the team last year that it just made sense. I got asked all the time, like, are you official? Are you working with these guys? And have a lot of, you know, player relationships, and it's just been, like, so much fun. So I never could have dreamed up that this could have happened, and it's so natural. We work with the coolest brands in the world, and to add this to it is, like, I mean, to say it's a dream come true is, you know, obvious, but it's pretty crazy, I'll say that.
Now, we're not going to have to hear and deal with, like, you doing commercials on our radio station or anything, like the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network or anything like that, with Peyton professionally runs and dominates, as we found out this week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was told that basically I'm like a Matthew McConaughey. I mean, the thing that my book does with ladies and such. So I've already recorded three commercials, three radio spots,
oh,
I would say.
Oh, wow, you got more spots than Bassick.
Yeah, learn from the best, you know.
All right, so Matt, first off, congratulations. What is the – I'm curious, what goes into the process of – developing this rub? Like, do you have a rub in mind where you're like, oh, I'm already going to do this?
Yeah.
Or is it like you're getting commissioned, like when a studio says, hey, we're commissioning you to write three movies. Are you developing it now? And when you develop it, are you...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Are you trying to, you mentioned it being seasonal. Are you trying to make it like, all right, let me come up with a rub that's going to be more oriented for food you would eat during football season or something like that?
So we are developing it now. It's not a recipe that we have on the shelf. We're not going to white label something that we have or anything like that. But I do feel like it's important to be used at a tailgate because, you know, I was called the king of tailgating on Barbecue Pitmasters by Myron Mixon. Wow. And I've kind of stuck with it ever since then. And so I want it to be able to be used during football season. You know, it doesn't have to go on everything, but I do think it needs to be an all-purpose. So that's currently where my focus is. We're working on developing art concepts that would be, you know, attractive. Because I've said, if I'm a Cowboys fan, you know, first off, you love barbecue, but I'm buying a seasoning, you know, that's developed for tailgating with the Dallas Cowboys and Meat Church. So it's a grand slam. It's a touchdown.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so I'm actually developing it now, working on it fast because we want to take advantage of football season. So I'm hard at work on it right now.
So official pitmaster of the Dallas Cowboys means what in terms of game day or other responsibilities? Like, what are you going to be doing?
So, you know, unfortunately, I'm not going to be on the sideline next to Big Mike coaching the boys up about barbecue. But a lot of it will be, you know, kind of determined. I mean, as you guys know, I cooked a few times for some of the players last year. And I have a lot of mutual partnerships. So between Miller Lite and Yeti and Luke Casey, brands that I already work with, you know, they're going to want to do some things together. You know, I host a Q Barbecue Fest last year that's coming up in October. And so as part of this, you know, I'm like, look, there's no better person to host that. So a lot of the things that we already did, but a whole bunch of it is now, you know, we're in meetings now discussing what it's going to look like with those various partners and things like that. I've worked with a few of the players to help get them grills to, you know, cook throughout the season. And a lot of the guys eat really healthy and clean through the season. So like I was visiting with Jalen Tolbert for a long time, helping him with fish 2 days ago. And he's got a Traeger coming, I think, in a week. He's already got one, but he's getting one at his home here in Dallas. And I'm going to head up and like help him with like specifically how to teach or how to cook some salmon and things like that. He eats a ton of fish during the season. So it'll be a lot of what we're doing, but I suspect that now that this is out and people will see the star on things that I wear that, you know, people are going to be like, ooh, we need to do a little more.
And Bobby, we made a tremendous mistake at training camp not getting Brandon Aubrey. Not only were we told that Brandon Aubrey was a fan or listener of the morning show, he's a barbecue foodie. Matt, Brandon Aubrey, talking to you about grilling.
Yeah, this is actually really cool. So I did a class at Dak's house for some of the boys in the spring. And he was there with his wife. And we hit it off because we both used to be in IT. And so we were just talking about that. Like his transition is amazing. And so we were chatting about that. And he reached out to me a few weeks later. And he said, you know, I've never been a griller. But after your presentation, I got really interested. And so I helped him get a Traeger. Unfortunately, it showed up like 2 days before he left for Oxnard. Mm. But I ran into him right off the bat at camp. And first thing I said was, I think that kick is still in the air. And secondly, let me know if you want me to come up and give you a hand when you get back. That's really cool that a guy just says, man, what you did inspired me and I want to get into it. So we'll see where he goes with it.
Matt Pittman, a.k.a. Meat Church, with the big announcement. A Dallas Cowboys rub is coming out, and he is the official pitmaster of America's team. So did this like get to Jerry level? Did you negotiate with Jerry Jones over like salt and garlic and pepper and
No.
His deal got done. So
exactly. Like I work with an amazing team: Marshall, Rolla, Brett, Jacob. Like, these guys are, they didn't have to go. They didn't have to go to Jerry, but you know, they got it done. So,
all right, rank the California celebrity sightings 1, 2, 3 between Adam Levine, Cameron Diaz, and who you told me you saw at the airport. Flying commercial.
The first day got off to like a crazy start. I show up to DFW and I'm in the TSA. Well, I'm walking up to the TSA line and I see these guys in front of me and I'm like, that's a very rock star-ish look. And it ends up being Tommy Lee of Motley Crue. And no one, he sat beside me for 10 minutes. I didn't say anything to him and nobody budged. So I thought that was nuts that he was there with us unbathed on a commercial airline. And then, yeah, we went to dinner in Montecito and we're sitting there at a table and there's these steps in front of me. It's a super nice place, by the way. And I look up and Adam Levine comes walking down the stairs and in his party, not with him, is Cameron Diaz. So it's kind of a trip. I snuck a little picture and I'm pretty sure Cameron Diaz was yelling at me. So everybody gave me a hard time forever that my shot of one of my top three celebrity crushes was ruined in California. So that was the only bad news. But
Adam Levine was a top three crush. He's a good looking man.
The Tommy Lee sighting was the best. That was in Dallas, but I'm a huge Motley Crue fan. So that was like a pretty cool fanboy moment for me. I can't believe I didn't say anything, to be honest with you.
Was Cameron Diaz yelling at you like angry, or was she like going like, oh my God, that's Matt Pittman from Meat Church?
It was definitely that. It was the latter. Yeah. No, I actually don't think she was yelling at me, but someone took, I had my phone on the table, like sneaking, like, you know, just to kind of like see the moment. And so I think someone closer took her picture because she's like, don't take pictures. And we were all just like cracking up because we didn't realize it was her. We were taking Adam Levine's picture. I'm like, oh my God, that's Cameron Diaz.
The worst is if it's dark and your damn flash screws you over, like, boom, there's the flash that goes off there. But maybe he's used to taking photos. Q Barbecue Fit. What?
The Fantex has a great name for the rub, Matt. They say you need to call it, 469 says you need to call it All In, All Purpose.
Oh! Yo, we need the Tolos to name it. We need the Tolos to name the rub.
The Tolos are undefeated.
That is awesome. Hey, man, congratulations. You deserve it, brother. Thank you for allowing us to break it here on the show. You know how much I love barbecue and grilling, and I can't wait to keep us updated. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. It's going to be awesome. I think it's going to enrich our spot. It's going to be super cool every time we get together to be able to talk about this stuff.
Yeah, Rich is right for some of us here. Matt Pittman, a.k.a. Meat Church. It's a Meat Church Wednesday. Every other hump day.
Hump day.
With Sean and RJ. It's Bobby Belt in Choppy's chair. And Brian Broaddus will join us in the chair one final time from Oxnard. Let's get the latest from camp. How did practice go yesterday? Double B. Brian Broaddus is next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.